Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our experts this next hour are our friends from Cannell & Company. Angela Sherrill is here. Will Maben, great realtors in Pensacola. They have a guest with them as well, so I'll let you introduce your guest. So good morning to you, and welcome to Pep Talk.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Oh, my goodness. And we have a long weekend ahead for a lot of folks.
Long weekend ahead.
It's going to be nice.
Today in studio, we have Tony with a Skyline Mortgage Group.
That's correct. Yep.
Tony, thanks for being here.
Yep. Yeah, good to be back. I think I did this one time before, about a year ago.
Right, it was about a year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness, that's right. Okay, yeah. It's good to see you again.
Now I'm in person.
In person.
You were the one on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right. Yeah. That's it. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're back.
Thank you. Good to
be back.
So
Skyline Mortgage, there's a lot to talk about in that area, that's for sure.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so if you have a question this morning about realty or the market, or now mortgages, all you got to do is text in your question at 850-437-1620. So Angela, give everybody your information, and we'll get those from Will as well.
Angela Sherrill, back from Maine. Talk about the dog days being over. It's really...
That was a shock, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was 21.
Wow.
But absolutely beautiful. We live in a gorgeous country, and Maine is certainly lovely, but so is the panhandle of Florida. So let me just put a plug in there. Love L.A., Lower Alabama,
yes, ma'am,
and the Gulf Coast. Anyway, Angela Sherrill with Cannell & Company Realty. My contact is 850-292-3165. And, of course, go Noles, ACS, at ATT.net.
So annoying.
No, I'm just teasing. It is.
She knows. It's okay. We're friends.
Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. I've been right here in the panhandle the whole time, enjoying this beautiful weather. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
Okay. So what are we going to talk about this
Let's
morning?
Let's give Tony a chance.
Tony, go ahead, Tony. I'm sorry.
Tony Peloso, Skyline Mortgage, and the best way to contact me is my cell number, 386-310-9283.
Okay, so awesome. It's all yours. Tell me what is going on in the realty market right now in Pensacola. There's a lot of crazy out there, but we're not so crazy here in Pensacola. Everybody's doing well. We've got a beautiful community. We're going to have a beautiful weekend for the holiday.
Chamber of Commerce weather.
Absolutely.
Yes, definitely,
absolutely.
Definitely. And my oldest was born on Saturday, April 4th. So anyway.
There you go. Something to celebrate.
This is definitely a very special weekend.
And your oldest is only two, right?
Yes, he's only two, 37.
No.
Anyway, what is going on in realty? As I explained, I've been gone for a few days, but am back. And the market is definitely the market. I would tell
Thanks
you.
Thanks for that insight.
Yeah.
Angela, so profound.
Yes, yeah, so
dear,
profound.
So profound.
You know, I have buyers, I have sellers. I have several sellers that are in the under 400 market. And I'd like to tell you that I've been super busy with that. Unfortunately, I have not. And so I'm hoping that Tony Peloso from Skyline Mortgage can maybe shed some light and help buyers and sellers, because ultimately, y'all, we have to row in the same direction. We have to get on the same page. So I would definitely like Tony to kind of tell us, because he operates all over the state.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, from what I've been seeing, at least the last 30 days or so, it's definitely interest rates and just hesitancy to purchase because of everything going on with the, you know, the war in Iran. Rates have gone up a little bit, but overall for the last 3 years, we are still at lows. So,
right.
And if you look at the numbers for the first quarter, all around, refinance and purchase mortgage application volume is up 37% year over year.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. So we're up for sure. So it's still starting to pick up. We're getting into the time of the year where typically all over the state of Florida, not just in the Pensacola market, it will continue to pick up. So it's still being a buyer's market is a great time for buyers to, you know, get out there and see what it is that they can do, what they can be approved for. And there's so many different creative ways that you can go about getting the payment that you want, because 70% of the people who purchase in this market, they buy based off of a payment, not based off of the home price. Right. So when you're looking at buying off of a payment, that really comes down to the interest rate. Property taxes, of course, and homeowners insurance, but the interest rate being the biggest one over the last 3 years. So that being said, there's a lot of different creative solutions that you can do to lower that interest rate to get that lower payment that you desire.
That's fantastic. You know, for the longest time, we've been hearing interest rates are going to drop, interest rates are going to drop, interest rates are going to drop.
Yeah.
I've been giving the advice of don't wait for it.
No,
you can't lock in. You got to lock in your price now and worry about interest rates later.
Mm-hmm.
When are they going to drop?
Let me check my crystal ball here real quick. One second. No, I mean, realistically, that is a loaded question. I like to go based off of what I feel I see in the market and just what I read through, you know, many different major news outlets and finance outlets. But I would say probably the biggest one coming up right now is the switching of the head of the Federal Reserve. That's going to be happening in actually next month. And that is supposed to have interest rates, you know, cut pretty immediately. That, and then we were doing pretty good on inflation numbers up until about the last 30 days, which has been helping with the interest rate market as well. So,
right.
Okay. So you said there are plenty of creative solutions, and that's what we brought you here today for.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's hear some of those.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, I have an example. Can you walk us through a first time home buyer loves a house. I sent them to the approved lender and mm-hmm. they have a zero credit score.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Zero credit score, meaning no credit score.
Nothing. Right. They never finance anything.
Oh, right. They never finance anything. Oh. They pay everything off every month, and they are so proud of themselves.
Right.
Which they should be.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. Let me preface by saying the three things that banks care about when you're being pre-approved is your income, your credit, and then what you have saved for a down payment. Those three pieces of financial information will drive what your interest rate is, how much you could be pre-approved for, best loan program, all of that information. Now, when you start taking one of the three of those factors out of the equation, so in your example, no credit. So now we're looking at really just income and assets. The other two have to supplement for having no credit.
So you have to have a lot of cash on hand very good job.
Correct. One of the easiest ways to go about doing that, and we just did a loan consultation the other day where we'll have someone who, if they have a family member or a friend mm-hmm. that can add them as an authorized user on a credit card, that only takes about 2 to 4 weeks to show up on their credit report. And that happens quite often. You can go from no credit to in 4 weeks, a 740, 760, just depending on the card you're being added to.
Oh, wow.
And we do that often because if you go and get your own credit card, so like if you're listening to this, you have a zero credit score, you're trying to build your credit to buy a home. If you go and get a secured credit card today, it'll probably take 3 to 6 months for it to show up on your credit report. If you're getting added as an authorized user on a credit card, 2 to 4 weeks. So it's much quicker.
Hopefully the person who's allowing you to sign on to their credit has good credit.
That's the thing.
I want to check that out first.
Yes. You don't want to have that negative history impact you. But yes, correct.
Okay. Continue.
Yeah. So in that situation, that would be how we would advise. We would look at just what they have for cash on hand if they don't have at least 10% down, because you can do no credit score loan, but you need at least 10% down. So if you don't have at least 10% down, that's what we would, you know, try to identify what ways that we can get their credit score to the place it needs to be to buy.
Okay, if you have a question about that, because we're opening up a whole topic here and so many situations, it really depends on the individual situation.
Right.
I'm sure you know, Tony, that you have to look at the whole big picture. But if you've got a specific question, maybe you've been kind of on the fence thinking about it, this is why we have the expert panel, so you can text in questions to get the expert answers. 850-437-1620.
And it's Angela Sherrill, and my contact is 850-292-3165. And, of course, go Knowles, ACS@ATT.net.
Will Maven with Cannell & Company Realty, 850-261-7020 or willmaven.com.
Tony Peloso, Skyline Mortgage, number is 386-310-9283.
Okay, so we're talking about real estate here in Pensacola. We have a mortgage expert here with Tony Peloso. So I know there's just tons of questions to ask, but whether you're a first-time home buyer, somebody that's getting ready to sell, is this a good time? Is this a good time to put your house on the market?
Yes.
Well, it's still a buyer's market.
Mm-hmm.
But we are expecting that to change as more volume enters into the market. And we're starting to see more and more, one, because it's spring, the time of the year is affecting our sales. Also, the fact that the interest rates are at a three-year low still is helping. So we're seeing lots of positives. Just, you know, it's not that COVID era where the houses were flying off the shelf before we got them on the shelf.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's still moving, and we are seeing significant movement in the market.
Right. And I do think that we need more housing on the market. I had a fellow realtor tell me yesterday, I called about a listing that she had, and it was it's temporarily off the market. And I'm like, where'd the house go? And she said, well, my people can't find a house to go to. Oh. So therefore, they can't sell their house.
I see. Okay.
So
one was contingent on the other.
Yeah. One hung in the balance. And so, you know, we need inventory. We still need inventory, particularly, in all price ranges. So,
well, this time of year, I always think of springtime as a big transition, especially because we've got kids getting ready to go to college next year, mm-hmm. the ones that are coming home, then the families that become empty nesters, and then they're looking to relocate. You have the military here, obviously a very transient community. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting that to me, this always seems to be a time where I suddenly see lots of for sale signs.
Well, I commented on it before. This is some of our best weather of the year.
Right.
A lot of open houses right now.
People love getting out, and they'll drive around, and they're seeing these houses. And it's a good time to have your house listed. And you could definitely reach out to Angela, Cheryl, or myself, and we can help you with that.
Right. Tony, I want to ask you, sticking with the scenario of a first-time home buyer, do you do much with FHA?
Yes, we do. That's about 34% of what we do, FHA.
Okay, and so for first...
I'm sorry to interrupt, but could you explain what that is for someone that has no idea what FHA stands? We get a lot of acronyms on this show, and between roofing and construction and realtor, you know, I'd like to just clarify for our listeners what that is. And in the past, I have taken advantage of that years ago. So it's a great opportunity for first-time home buyers.
Right.
Yeah. So the acronym FHA is Federal Housing Administration. So it's one of the four different types of traditional mortgages. Specifically for first-time home buyers, but you do not have to be a first-time home buyer to use an FHA loan. The real advantages are super low down payment requirements and very, very good interest rates with that program.
Is that something available to someone that's on a fixed income, let's say a senior now who doesn't have as much income as they did when they were working?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right. And when you say low down payment, as little as 3%?
It's 3.5% for FHA. Yes. 3.5%.
Okay.
Which is speaks to you.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yes. I've had this week, the people I've had to interact with, like my kitchen sink ended up on the floor. That was really tough. So my plumber had to come out as well as the countertop people because it was the countertop people who installed it. And I cannot say enough nice things about Solid Design Fabricators. I've been using them for over 20 years. And they stopped what they were doing and came and fixed the sink. Anyway, a couple of those guys, they're renting.
Yeah.
And they have been just working so hard to try and save up to be able to buy because they're like, they're paying $1,500 a month in rental.
Mm. Wow.
And it's not getting them anywhere. And so
they're actually paying a good price because a lot of the rentals now that used to be $1,500, I've seen, I just kind of pay attention to the market a little bit.
$2,000 or better.
And that's just for a one bedroom or two.
Right.
Right.
But it's a ways out. It's not like, you know, it's not close to the Cat Country Studios.
That's true.
And that's what's just mind-blowing, I think, to a lot of people who really desire to own a home. Mm-hmm. They see the benefit of, you know, owning a piece of the dirt. And so I appreciate the information you're sharing today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they didn't know what FHA was.
Yeah.
They're like, what's that? Mm-hmm. Is that like VA? And I was like, no, not necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So anyway, I would love for you to continue to expound about the FHA and, you know, how Will and I can counsel some of these folks that, you know, work hard every day. They're sort of the backbone of our industry, and that they are in the construction part, mm-hmm. and they do renovation work, and Will and I rely on that being busy, and they are. Solid Design is busy. Mm-hmm. They have time for new customers, but anyway.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, I can absolutely elaborate on that. I think the first thing I want to start with, because you brought up a good point, and I actually wanted to bring this up today, but what a perfect segue to do it.
Good.
Which is the difference between a homeowner and a renter. And this is, for all intents and purposes, this is a sad statistic, but the average net worth of someone who rents is $10,800. The average net worth of someone who owns a home is $400,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That is a sad stat.
Right.
So when it comes to buying a home, if you don't have the money for a down payment, because that is a lot of the times what holds people back from being able to buy, is, you know, hey, I'm paying $1,500 in rent already. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, maybe my mortgage payment's $1,800, but how am I supposed to save up the money to put $10,000 down? And, you know, if I've been spending $1,500 a month to be able to just live, you know, so that's where down payment assistance programs come in. And the state of Florida offers many different down payment assistance programs that, you know, most people will have access to.
Right.
Some of them are income restrictive, so you can't make more than a certain amount of money.
Right.
You do need to have a higher minimum credit score requirement, but it gives you the ability to move from renting into home ownership to attach yourself to an asset that will appreciate over time.
Right.
As opposed to if you're renting, the only way you're going to build a higher, you know, net worth is by saving the money that you're making or increasing your income. That's pretty much it.
Right.
So that's why I like to advocate for down payment assistance and FHA loans, low down payment options, mm-hmm. like FHA, just to be able to have someone get something that's theirs, you know, ultimately.
Right. Somebody asked me about a USDA loan, mm-hmm. and I've never had a customer that has been interested in that. Living, you know, those are loans that are provided for areas in the north end of our county.
More rural areas.
More rural areas, and I just haven't had that customer. Love to have it.
Yeah.
Love to have you.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, can you explain about the USDA?
Yeah. Yep, so USDA is 0% down.
Right.
To your point, it can only be used in rural areas.
Right.
There are income limits to that program as well, but it is a true 0% down program. As long as you qualify for it, minimum credit score 640, maximum income, this is going to sound crazy that I know this off the top of my head, $119,420.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Yep. So as long as you're under that income and over a 640 credit score, you can get approved for that program, or you should have a chance to be able to get approved for that program.
Of course, if you're buying based on payment, that will raise your payment.
Right. But here's one thing I wanted to say too.
Okay.
Every $10,000 difference in your home price. So if you're looking at a home at $300,000, you love a home at $310,000, let's just say as an example, that will only change your mortgage payment by about $65 a month. Right. So if your minimum down payment is $10,000 with an FHA loan, but that property is also USDA eligible and you could put zero down, it's about a $65 a month difference in payment. So the way that I encourage homeowners or home buyers to look at that is what matters more to you, keeping the $10,000 in your pocket. If you have the option to do the 0% down, you can use that for moving expenses, furniture, just rainy day fund, whatever that is.
I thought the percentages were also slightly higher.
With the USDA?
Yes.
No. So they're actually the same as what they are with FHA.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know great information, Tony. Several of those houses are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Call Will.
Yes.
Yeah, call Will.
And if you call me, I'll direct you to Will. But call me.
There you go. If you just join us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We have Angela Sherrill and Will Maben here with Cannell & Company, and Tony Peloso, who is with Skyline Mortgage. And I'm just learning a lot from you, Tony. Very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's a lot of different things that are.
I don't know how you keep, I don't know how you keep up with all the details.
Right.
Because I know in the state the regulations are constantly changing.
Oh, yeah.
And being tweaked by our legislature and things like that. So it's got to be pretty challenging to keep up with it.
It can be. But once you have the base of what the information is down, it's just small changes here and there.
$119,000 and $400.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just from repetition.
Okay.
But
that's why it's so important to have someone that's a professional working with you.
Yeah.
Because it is nice. You think, oh, I'm saving money if I sell this myself, but I put the little for sale sign out front. But you could miss out on a lot of different opportunities.
Most people don't save money doing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They end up calling you to bail them out because they don't understand what the buyer.
Or take a loss.
Yeah, or take a loss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know.
Yay, you lost.
Yeah. And, you know, what Will and I and every good realtor in this area tells their seller, you get to dictate if you're willing to pay a realtor fee, you get to dictate that.
Right.
So, you know.
It gives the opportunity. So, Tony, I know we've got a break coming up, but when is the right time to refinance? I love that deep sigh. Did you see that?
That's a great question.
I think that just is dependent on where you're at, right? And it's situational because some people need to refinance to pull out equity in their home to pay off debt or debt consolidate. Some people want to refinance to lower their payment.
When is it worth it for the percentage rate versus what you're currently paying? At what point do the cost offset the actual at what point do I start saving money by refinancing?
Yeah.
Typically, minimal 1% difference in interest rate. So if you're at a 7, you need to be at a 6 minimally. Is what I say.
What is the current rate now? I know it's been changing a bit. But.
Yeah, average today, depending on the loan program. I mean, FHA, you're looking at 5.75. This is for us, 5.75 to 6%, depending on your credit score. Conventional, you're probably looking at 6.125 to 6.75%, just depending on your credit score.
So if I understand correctly, then what you're saying is you'd want to see at least a 1% difference before you think about possibly refinancing.
Right.
Is that
right. Well, because you look back at 2023. Right. So in October of 2023, the average interest rate was 8.125%. So someone who bought then, yes, refinancing now would make sense. Even though they're not 5% or 4%, which is what you'd like to see, you could absolutely still save money and it would make sense to do that still.
How many times can you refinance the same loan?
You can do that as many times as you would like, but you have to wait at least 6 months after you close on it. So if you close on one today, you have to wait 6 months before you can refinance again.
Okay.
And it's not free, unfortunately, to refinance.
It is not free.
So explain the steps to refinancing your loan once you've made the decision.
And technically, it wouldn't be the same loan at that point, right?
Correct.
You would be closing the old loan and opening a new loan.
Correct.
Okay.
Absolutely. And for the steps, to refinance, it's the same process. You still have to go through the same approval process as you did when you purchased.
Mm-hmm.
The loan, you'll need an appraisal. And it's going to depend on the program. So I'll just broad stroke a conventional loan since that's the most common mortgage. If you're looking for more information, definitely let me know because VA loans and FHA refinances are very different as well.
Okay.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to come back with that topic about refinancing your loan in just a couple of minutes. We've got to go to the news and take a break, but we're here with Cannell & Company, Angela Sherrill, Will Maben, and Tony Peloso, who is our expert this morning on mortgage and refinancing. So don't go away. We'll have the answers to your questions. And if you have a question, text it in, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back after the news.
Woo!
The news is Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, as we head into a beautiful weekend. And we've got great guests and experts all about the realtor and realty market here in Pensacola. Our friends from Cannell & Company are here for the next half hour. And we have Angela Sherrill here, Will Maben, and their guest, Tony Peloso, who's with Skyline Mortgage. Great experts on the market can tell you all kinds of things that you need to know. But if you've got a question, maybe you're thinking about buying, maybe thinking about selling, now is the time to just text it in. We'd love to hear from you. 850-437-1620.
And thank you again, Tony, for being in studio with us today. We're excited to have you here. So I want to expand on the last question.
We were just talking about that right before the break.
Right, and that was, when's the right time to refinance? My next question is, on an average, let's say $300,000 home, what's it going to cost me?
For a purchase or a refinance?
For a refinance.
Okay, so... all right, so it's... When you're doing a refinance, you do have closing costs the same way you did when you purchased. Anyone who we've closed a loan with before, or I just decided to do this, if you call us to refinance as a result of this radio show, we will waive all lender related fees, which is great. But you still have the title charges. You still have to pay taxes to the state of Florida, unfortunately. And then your escrows for your property taxes and your homeowner's insurance again. The good thing about the property taxes and the homeowner's insurance is it's more or less an offsetting charge, because you already have an escrow account, more likely than not, with your current mortgage. You're going to get all that money back 30 days after you close on your refinance. So to answer your question, I would say it's going to be in the range of, I'm going to go high. I always go higher just to be on the safe side.
Sure.
Call it $6,000 to $7,000. And that can be financed into your loan as well.
So 2 to 2.5%. Okay. And real quick, say that part about waiving.
So we have a program we call Lender for Life. So anybody who closes a purchase with us, if they come back and refinance with us, we waive all lender-related fees and the appraisal. Since we're talking about it on the show, if anyone calls in as a result of the show, we'll do the same thing, even if we haven't helped you before.
Oh, let's see if we can make his phone blow up.
Give your
contact information, please.
Yeah, so my number is 386-310-9283, and then this is Tony Peloso with Skyline Mortgage.
Boom.
Nice.
Yes. Okay, so 2 to 2.5% for closing cost on a refinance really isn't bad. I tell most new buyers to plan on 3 to 3.5% for closing costs. So that's not so bad.
No, not too bad.
So I have a question. If I'm thinking about the possibility of refinancing and I give you a call and we crunch the numbers, is there a fee for that consultation for initially finding out just what it would cost exactly to refinance?
Some companies do. We don't do any consultation or application fees now.
Oh, okay. Because sometimes you may decide not to, but there's no penalty for that.
Right, correct.
Okay,
yep, no
very
penalty.
Good. Very good. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. Clearly, we have the experts in the house this morning.
Angela Sherrill. My contact is 850-292-3165 and go Knowles, ACS at ATT.net.
Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty, 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
All right. I want to tell you guys about this new listing. I've had it for about 2 weeks. It is located in the West Point Place subdivision off of South Fairfield. And it is a neat Adams Homes subdivision. And Will and I have hosted Adams Homes here on numerous occasions.
We love them.
Yes, we do. And it's one of their cottage style neighborhoods. It has 46 homes. All of the homes are out of the ground. My house is my listing, 8046 West Point Place, or Lane, rather. Is a 3-2. They're single story. It is super efficient, has a wonderful kitchen, open floor plan with a dining room and a combined living area. access directly to the backyard, which is fenced. We have hurricane protection devices. We also have four of the 10 windows are impact resistant, has a nice little patio area. In fact, the backyard, Fairfield Presbyterian, y'all are laughing, Fairfield Presbyterian has gorgeous property, and they have huge pecan trees. And so the pecan trees shade my neighbor, my listing's backyard wonderfully.
Oh, nice.
So,
well, if I wanted to look up this listing to see the photos and everything, where would I go?
You can go to the Pensacola MLS. You can go to buysellcanel.com.
WillMabin.com.
You can go to WillMabin.com. Anyway, there are a plethora of ways to see this listing, and would love for you guys to see it. It's 309-990. Anyway, it's a wonderful house.
It sounds wonderful.
It was completed in October of 2024.
Okay, wow, that sounds great.
Still new.
Yeah, so it still has all the builder warranties and so on and so forth. So.
Excellent. Okay, so you can find that on buysellcanel.com.
You can.
And what's the street, just the street or the street name?
It is West Point Lane.
West Point Lane. Okay. What else have we got on the market that we can kind of check out?
Wow. Well, I have several great properties on the market right now. I've got this great 4-2 in Pace. The price is $310. Perfect neighborhood, has sidewalks, playground for the kids. Fantastic location. I've got two in East Hill, one on 2373 Escambia Avenue. And another one at 1630 East Lee Street. I'm surprised that East Lee is still on the market. Such an awesome house that if you wanted to, you could go in, redo it yourself. You know, it has the major stuff where, like, roof and all of that's been done, but it needs flooring. It needs
some cosmetics.
It needs some cosmetics. And then I've got one at the 17th floor at Building 2 at Portofino.
Oh, nice.
And for an amazing view, you get a view of the Sound and the Gulf.
Nice.
Very pretty. They're doing the beach renourishment out there right now, but it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. What? Okay, on the portfolio, on the Portofino, what do your fees cover?
Well, they're covering the building, the maintenance, the...
Is there a recreational
fee?
Oh,
they've got a world-class amenities with the pools, indoor, outdoor pool, gym.
Restaurant.
Exactly, yeah. Yes, there's so much out there, you may never have to leave.
Right. I think sometimes people get overwhelmed. They see a price, because it is a higher price, but it's they're one of a kind out at Portofino. So anyway, I think sometimes just explaining what the fees cover annually is helpful.
Okay. We do have a question that came in from one of our listeners, and this goes back to you, Tony. Does the lender do construction perm loans? There you go.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so explain what that is for those that may not know.
So a construction to perm. So there's two different types of construction loans. There's a construction loan and then a construction to permanent loan.
Ah, okay.
What that basically means for a buyer is you either already own the land and you're just building a home on it. That's a construction loan. If you're trying to buy land and build a home at the same time, that's a construction to permanent mortgage.
Okay.
Those loans, they do take a little bit longer. You have to find a builder. The builder has to be approved by the lender. The floor plan has to be approved by the lender. But the great thing about those loans is that they do follow the same down payment requirements of standard purchases. So you could put as little as 5% down and do a construction to permanent mortgage. throw the disclaimer. It doesn't mean you'll be approved at 5% down, but you absolutely, in theory and in structure, yes, you can have the same minimum down payment requirement.
Okay, great question. If you have one, please text it in. We still have some time left at 850-437-1620. Talking with our friends with Connell & Company Realty. Angela Sherrill is here, Will Maven, and Tony Pelosa is their guest this morning from Skyline Mortgage. Okay. I've learned a lot already this morning.
All right. So another realtor in my office, he and I have a beautiful piece of property down the highway near the Gulf Breeze Zoo on Emerald Sound Drive. It is, oh gosh, it is beautiful. It's almost a half of an acre with 140 feet on the intercoastal.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
And you have to build up. Mm-hmm. So essentially, and the price for the land is, $4.99.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm, not bad.
Not bad at all. But what we have run into, we've been under contract multiple times, but ultimately, because of the restrictions of where it is located as far as being on the water, mm-hmm. And you have to build up, the construction costs have been very expensive. Mm-hmm. But what I'm hearing is that as little as 5% down.
For conventional loans, correct.
Right.
But if you're
it's buying the land and building on it. So it correct. Would be the construction to perm loan.
Correct. But if so, conventional loans, I should have been a little more specific as to what I mean by that. Conventional loans have loan limits. So
right.
if you exceed those loan limits, you go into what we call a jumbo loan,
right.
where the down payment requirement is heftier.
Yeah.
So the conventional loan limits for 2026 are $832,000.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if you go above that, then you're going into the jumbo loan territory, which we could still do.
Yeah.
Same process, just the larger down payment.
Right.
Okay. So I have another question that just came in from one of our listeners. It says, good morning. I wanted to ask, is there another search engine other than Zillow or Realtor.com? And is there a site for veteran-owned housing to list to veterans for a VA loan? That's a great question.
That is a great question. I don't know that there's a loan. I don't know that there is just a VA loan
site.
Mm-hmm. But I mean,
I think we start getting into housing violations at that point.
Right. I think that's the reason why. But certainly, in our on our site, on the MLS site.
Mm-hmm. That's the Pensacola MLS.com.
Right. But you can put like, I need a VA loan, or I need a house that would be eligible for a VA loan.
Okay.
Okay, so you can make it specific on your...
You can specify that,
yeah,
yes.
You can specify that. You should be able to do it on all of those mm-hmm. Different...
Search engines.
Mm-hmm. Homes.com is another one.
Okay.
WillMaven.com is another one,
right.
That you can use there.
Yeah.
And,
or you can just
you
call
won't get
us
somebody
directly.
Beating you up about call this person or call that
yeah.
person.
Mm-hmm.
You feel free to sit and look, hang out on my page. That's what I built it for.
Yeah.
But you could help someone with that, correct?
Oh,
yeah,
certainly.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. You can, yeah. And that is something that on, our MLS site, that's a financial question.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Would this house qualify for, conventional rehab, VA, FHA? And obviously, the more financial opportunities, the better, the more people can find you.
Okay. Well, it was a great question.
And let me touch on that real quick, too. Why? So a follow-up question they may have is, well, why would a home not accept VA financing? And the reason why is that the VA in particular is a little bit more strict with the condition of the home.
Right.
The home has to be in
okay.
a certain condition in order for the veteran to purchase it.
Right.
So there are homes, and I know Angela and Will can attest to this, that will not accept VA financing because that seller or that listing agent knows the home is not in the condition for a VA loan to pass through.
I would rather know it in advance.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
But a lot of times it has to do with wood rot and other repairs needed, especially
yeah.
visual repairs, seeing this.
Like peeling not necessarily the paint issue, but if there is lead paint, you won't qualify. That
okay.
won't qualify.
Got another question coming in this morning. I want to buy, this is from Johnny, I want to buy a waterfront property. No house on that property. So what are the issues I could run into with the environmental situations?
Flooding to elevation to, there's, a, we can name 1,000 issues, but, you know, also give you a path forward on how to get through all of this.
Exactly. And that's a lot of what Will and I do, as well as Tony. We help people problem solve.
Right.
We just need to know that you need help.
Right. All we need to know is the problem.
Yeah. Right. Of course. But it doesn't cost anything to call and ask a question.
No, we do not charge a fee.
Right.
Not ever.
And so that's why they're on the expert panel.
Exactly.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, it's been so interesting. I'm learning a lot about the mortgage side of this. So, Tony, I really appreciate you being on the show this morning because it's really interesting to me to hear all these different options. It's so intimidating, especially as a first-time buyer. But I'm not a first-time buyer, but everything has changed so much over the years. Just in the last year, there have been a lot of monumental changes in the state of Florida. Mm. Have you seen any of those changes now affecting what you're doing at this point?
They can, they can, but not too much. A lot of the mortgage guidelines themselves are federal as opposed to at a state level. There are certain state level rules such as the way that the title needs to be held. So like if you're example, if you're married and you are wanting to buy a property, get a mortgage, only one person wants to be on the mortgage. If you're married, your spouse still has to be on the title. Like those are state specific rules that yes, you have to navigate around, but most of it is federal. And they do change on an annual basis or as needed. During COVID times, there was a lot of new, you know, new regulations and laws that were put into place that have since been removed. So I like to think, at least in my opinion, the way I look at it is it is easier now. And home buying, to your point, that's everyone's number one thing coming into the mortgage process is it's this daunting, nobody wants to do it process. And I understand that, but we've really tried to just break it down and simplify it. Because it, like I said at the beginning, income, credit, savings for down payment, that's it. That's all you get. If you think about it, funny enough, in theory, that's all you need to provide to be able to get a mortgage. Yes, a lot of documents behind it, but
I know. The one thing that still amazes me is all the documents at a closing. They have to be signed. Yeah. So you sound like you make it simple, which is very helpful to someone like me.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of documents.
Right.
But one thing I will say is when you have an expert on your side, it's not that daunting. It's not that scary. It's we've seen this before. I've got a list of Angela has a list of contacts. I mean, having the experts in your corner is it
half
takes
the
stress out of it.
I want to go back to now just a construction loan. If you already have the land, what are those rates looking like?
They're higher. Yeah. Again, this is going to depend on the credit score, but they do range more around the high sixes to low 8% range for interest rate. Now, the feature of construction loans that it's a little bit different than construction of perm is if you own that land in cash. So, example, your $490,000, we'll call it $500,000 parcel. If you own that in cash already, that is your down payment towards that construction. So, the all-in amount. So, if the all-in amount of the property is, you know, 1.3, it's still an $800,000 loan, but it's structured as a $1.3 million price with $500,000 down, which helps on the interest rate. That's why I'm touching on it that way.
Okay.
Because the more money you put down, the better your interest rate.
Yeah.
With the construction loans.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great to know. I did not realize that about if you already own the land.
It is an asset.
It's an asset. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, this is fascinating. I'm just caught up in. I'm over here just. Okay, I'm going to take notes on all this good stuff. And speaking of that, if you do and you're in your car thinking, I need to write all this down, you can re-listen to this broadcast. I'm going to put it on our podcast page at PensacolaExpertPanel.com. It'll be right under Connell and Company for today. You can go back and replay it, you can download it. And it's a great opportunity to re-listen to some of the things that have been said this morning because, Tony, you have been just an extraordinary source of information
Right. I appreciate that.
It was great that you could come on this morning. Right. But Angela and Will are regulars here on Pep Talk. They come in all the time, and they definitely have their pulse on the market. So I always recommend to folks, when you're getting ready to buy or sell, go with a professional. Go with somebody that's been in this business for years and knows what they're doing.
And you can find this podcast at buysellcanel.com. You can also find it at Will's website. Just call us. We'll send it to you. My contact is 850-292-3165. I'm Angela Sherrill, and my email is gonolsacs@att.net.
Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty, 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
And then Tony Peloso with Skyline Mortgage. My number is 386-310-9283.
Okay, we had another comment come in from one of our listeners. Been busy this morning. I don't have a name for this one, but they say there is a lot two doors down from me that's on the waterfront. Since you're talking about waterfront properties, maybe they should come by and take a look at it.
Fantastic. So, send us that address, please.
Yes, please.
So you need to call them. So give that number to them so that you can call them and have that conversation.
850-292-3165. Angela Sherrill.
There you go. Okay, we just a few minutes left. Anything y'all want to touch on this morning that we haven't talked about yet?
Will and I and another realtor in our office, Peggy Branch, we are hosting a thank you to our customers and to our vendors, because without you guys and without our vendors, our lenders, we would not be successful.
The experts we are.
The experts that we are. We're doing that at the Blue Wahoos Stadium at opening day, which is tomorrow night.
Yay. Go Wahoos.
Go Wahoos. Wahoos. We're playing the Montgomery Biscuits. And so they will have your standard fare, hot dogs, hamburgers, peanuts, popcorn, cookies, lots of soda. We're really happy to be able to do that for our customers. And so we thank people like Tony, who will be out there with us, he and his family. And so if you hear this show today and you happen to be going to the game, come over to the Legacy Tent, third baseline by the foul pole, and that's where Will and I and Tony will be.
We'll be the people up there having a good time.
The quiet ones.
Right, exactly.
Shy and demure at the game.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, they're real excited. Blue Wahoos are back, and they're getting everything started, kicking off the season tomorrow night. I know they're going to have great things going on. My favorite thing is when they chase the Wahoos mascot with the kids and all. It's just such a family environment.
It is.
But as we go into the season, of course, there'll be fireworks later on. And just be sure and look into that if you just moved to the area, because it really is such a great source of fun and community right here.
Yes.
And there's nothing like a sunset at the Wahoo Stadium.
Oh, I know.
Overlooking the water.
So there's beautiful. Nothing like a sunset around here anyway.
That's true.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Pick the spot. And that's what I will say is get out there. This is the best weather we're going to have for a while. So get out there and enjoy it before the heat comes in.
Yeah.
Okay. We got just enough time for phone numbers. One more time.
Angela Sherrill, 850-292-3165.
Go ahead, Tony.
Tony Peloso, 386-310-9283.
Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty, 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
All right. Thank you all for being here. This is going to be great tomorrow night. We're going to have a fabulous time out at the Blue Wahoos Stadium. Thank you so much, Tony, for joining us this morning. Thank you both at Cannell & Company. You can go to buysellcannell.com and find out more about their listings. And, of course, always call them if you've got a question. They're here to help you. Thank you guys so much for being here this morning on Pep Talk.